you've supported my Friday show, The Global Beat Experience, and The Global Beat, where we explore the full dimension of black music and politics. And more recently, you've made my new Sunday evening program, Radio GBE Mind Flight, your gateway to the black experience, a success as well. In that spirit, I hope you show some of that same enthusiasm to some friends of mine who host a new show highlighting the people, music, and venues that made Harlem a cultural mecca. It's called The Harlem Connection. You're invited to get on board and take the journey every Friday evening with the GBE at 7, Untitled at 9, and The Harlem Connection at 10, right here on WBAI.
Good morning. It's 7 a.m. and 63 degrees in Central Park. We'll see a high near 74, and it will be partly sunny this Friday, June 11th, 2021. You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial, free speech radio, WBAI New York. Coming up next, A New Day. Have a song that always seems to find you in your darkest moments, a song that reminds you who you are and what you love about yourself, a song that speaks to you so deeply that you just have to share it. I'm Ellis Maxwell, one of your producers, filling in for Johanna Fernandez as host, and this morning we're taking over the airwaves with a music hour for A New Day. We'll call up Ajamu Sankofa, our fabulous producer, a veteran activist and retired civil rights attorney who has a sharp ear for the great music of each generation. Stay tuned.
This song is dedicated to all of you. Like this.
I never knew there'd been
And that was You Are My Friend by Sylvester, a choice of Ajamu Sankofa, our excellent producer, and our guest this morning. Ajamu, are you with us?
I am with you all strong, Comrade Ellis, and it's my pleasure to be with you so much. That song brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it.
Well, Ajamu, we have to hear about all your words about this song, but first I just want to ask you how you're doing this morning, what's happening in Brooklyn at 7 o'clock on Friday.
Well, I think the birds are doing well. It's going to be not as hot. I'm inside, and I've had my cup of coffee, and, you know, it's hard for me to function without that stiff cup of coffee. So I'm doing really, really well. But I have faith in the people of Brooklyn, the Republic of Brooklyn. I think they are, you know, doing what they do and doing what they do really well. I'm all good about Brooklyn.
Okay.
I'm a transplant.
Okay, good. The people and the birds of Brooklyn are doing all right. That's good.
Well, yeah, I judge that from Sun Ra, my interspecies lover, my cat. He sits on the sill and he watches them and he loves them and he lets me know that they're doing well and he's doing well too.
Good, good. So, Ajamu, we have to tell the listeners this morning why we had to have this conversation. You write the headlines for the show, and we talk about, you know, making the show happen. And I choose the music for the show generally, but we're always in constant dialogue about what music should be on the show. You're always bringing in recommendations. It's like an ongoing conversation between us on the music of A New Day. And we wanted to share that with our listening audience today. This has been, for me, one of the special parts of being part of this show is talking with you and having this intergenerational conversation about music that just seems to always go to exciting places. So I'm so grateful to be having this conversation this morning.
Yeah, there are quite a few decades between us, correct?
There's a couple. I think at least one.
Oh, well, come on. I'm not going to give out my age, but...
Maybe five.
Maybe I should.
Maybe five mm-hmm. decades.
Maybe 5 decades, absolutely. And, Ellis, you're bringing it. And the music that you choose really captures my imagination because I'm just not aware of just how much rich music this generation is listening to. And it has renewed my interest in all the music that I'm missing. Because sometimes people become hardwired to the music of their youth. And I just love what you select. And it's very, very motivational. It's tremendous.
Well, I appreciate it. And every time you have a suggestion, it's always spot on. And speaking of your suggestions, you picked You Are My Friend, which we just heard a moment ago. Can you tell us about this song and what it means to you?
Oh my goodness, Ellis. Bear with me because I might have to get my handkerchief out. This song by the wonderful Sylvester, a beautiful black androgynous gay man, covered Patti LaBelle's song, You Are My Friend, and it was done in the 80s, in the middle of the AIDS crisis, and the LGBT community and their allies came together to provide support and love, compassion, and militant activism to respond to the crisis when no one else was doing anything. What they did have was each other, and this song reminds me of those bonds. In the background, you had Martha Wash and Azora Armstead later became the Weather Girls. And Sylvester and the background singers were friends for a long, long time. And they sang in a way that demonstrated their love for each other, their love for their community, their love for all of us. And sometimes, you know, you hear music and the church roof blows open. They sing from such a deep space. And I know Patti loves the song, but I think Sylvester took it away from Patti, which is pretty hard to do.
You're listening to the voice of producer Ajamu Sankofa, the beating heart of this show, and we're bringing you a music hour for A New Day this morning, an intergenerational intergalactical exploration of the music we love and love to share. I'm Ellis Maxwell, your host of A New Day, filling in for Johanna Fernandez. And you're listening to WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York. And later on in the show, we're going to ask our listening audience to call in and tell us about the music that is so special to them. And so we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite songs, or what are your reactions to some of the songs we put together today to share with you? And Ajamu, what stood out to me first when I listened to You Are My Friend was really even just the first words. The singer Sylvester said, "This song is dedicated to all of you." And I thought that there was a very deep community kind of signified by those words. I don't think I ever heard, you know, a song dedicated to a single person, or maybe like a song dedicated to the fans or something. But the way that Sylvester said that, I didn't know the background that you just shared about the AIDS crisis, but I could feel that there was something special about the community that he was addressing in that, in those words.
And Sylvester Ellis was in survival mode, because in 1988, he succumbed to the disease, and he's no longer with us. And it's a very emotional song. And if you can play more of it, I would love it.
Well, I did my best to select 2 to 3 minute segments of our song so we can get to everything, but
you're
we
good. You're
will
good.
Encourage.
No, I'm just kind of like going off. You're good.
Yes, no, we got to do our best to stay on track here, but it's going to be hard because this is some music that we love. And I was so grateful that you shared this song. And we're gonna move now to one of my selections here. Our next song is Hold On by the Alabama Shakes. We have that ready.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
That was Hold On by the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, and what a plaintiff's plea.
I mean, say again, so say again, Ajamu.
What a plaintiff's plea. That was so powerful. Sometimes all you can do is hold on, you know?
Yes, yes. Let me give you an image. When I think of this song, I think about this is the type of song that you have to listen to driving on the highway at least 70, 80 miles an hour, windows open in the summer, just as loud as the speakers go, because you feel it. You feel the way it's such a powerful song. And I will point out also that both of the artists we've shared so far are queer singers and Black queer singers. But this is also part of our music connection is queer That's folks right. from a half century apart coming together through music and to some of the lyrics, but also just the feeling of this song. The singer Brittany Howard used this type of thing again, driving. You can just feel the song coming through you, feel like somebody's looking out for you and feel like you just have to hold on. That's your job. That's why I selected this song, but I want to hear from Ajamu also, you know, what do you hear when you hear this song?
I just heard the rasp in her voice. Not quite as bad as the rasp in mine this morning. The rasp in her voice, it was the pathos, the urgency, and the determination to hold on, because there are moments when that's all you can do. I mean, I've been so stressed in my life that I can't even remember my phone number. Mm. And so all you can do is hold on. But she is holding on and getting through. And it's just very inspirational. So, yeah, I want to get in that car with the windows up and 80 miles an hour and blasting it. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because she's telling herself, I am holding on.
Yes, yes. And what I noticed too, there's some language about somebody up above watching out, which could be a kind of spiritual or godlike figure, but I also think it can be, you know, whatever or whoever we see looking out for us. And I'm not somebody that necessarily believes in God, but I do have a lot of faith in the people around me and the people, you know, who have passed on also watching over. So I think of that too.
Well, can the listeners allow me to get a little personal? Because
go for it.
I think that you know, I'm a very grateful recovering addict, and there's a power greater than me. It's not me. I'm not God. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in a bus that's much bigger than mine, but I had to learn how to sit in that bus and hold on and just believe that there's a process greater than me that gives me life. And that is my home. And maybe we can call the universe, the multiverse, or whatever. But the self-centeredness of addiction has to get out of the way. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I felt that, I don't know the singer's story, but that plea to something greater than herself is the art of survival. It just is, in my book.
Mm. Thank you for that. Absolutely. And we're going to go to a short music interlude in a moment before we get back to the songs we've selected. It's 7:19 a.m. and 63 degrees in Central Park. You're tuned to listener-sponsored WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York. I'm Ellis Maxwell, your host of A New Day This Morning, filling in for Johanna Fernandez. closely by me, your host this morning, Ellis Maxwell. I had to put something in special for the listeners this morning. Ajamu, you selected a song by Van Morrison, which we're going to play in a moment. Do you have anything you'd want to introduce about this song, Madam George, before we play it?
Yes, I do. I first heard this song in the 1970s, and I had no idea what the song was about. And I listened to it very, very intently. The music to me was amazing. I think that Van Morrison has just such a memorable, special voice. A friend of mine from Ireland said that Van is referred to as Van the Man. And I just kept listening and trying to figure out, who is Madam George? And I read a little bit about it over the years, and there's all this controversy. But for me, Madam George is a person of the evening making money. And there's a soldier boy, attractive, walking behind her and very, very interested. And as the story moves on, the police arrive and the soldier boy has to flee. And the sorrow is not for Madam George, but for the love lost that the soldier boy did not find. So that's my introduction.
Okay. Thank you. That's a brilliant introduction. Let's go right to the song and then we'll hear more about it. Let's take a listen to Madam George by Van Morrison.
With a childlike vision sleeping into view, clicking, clacking of the high heel shoe, Ford and Fitzroy, Madam George. Marching with the soldier boy behind. He's much older now, with head on, drinking wine. And that smell of sweet perfume comes drifting through. Early cool night, early like Shalimar. It outside, they're making all the stops. Kids out in the street collecting bottle tops. Gone for cigarettes and matches in the shops. Happy taking, Madam Joy. Oh, that's when you fall. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When you fall, yeah, that's when you fall. When you fall into a trance, sitting on a sofa playing games of chance with your phone. History books you glance into the eyes of Madam George.
That was Madam George by Van Morrison, selected by Ajamu Sankofa. Ajamu, tell us more about this song and why you selected it this morning to make it into our esteemed playlist for the people.
It's a song that I can never get out of my head. And at least once a month, I play the song because I find it exciting. I remember when I first listened to it, all I could think of was two things. Damn, I hope that soldier boy finds her and gets hooks up. And I hope that George is all that. You know, that's what I was thinking in my 20s. I guess I was 19. But there was more to it. I mean, there's this unrequited love thing going on. There's this fear going on. And then there's this deep, deep, deep sadness. The music is so sad.
Yeah.
But I think Madame George comes out triumphant. So
it sounds to me, it sounds to me almost like a funeral march. The very quiet kind of drum, snare drum in the background, and even the flute coming in. The flute is beautiful in the song, but is it right to say it sounds like you said to introduce it, kind of a declaration of loss of the soldier, of losing Madame George, or the chance at love, maybe.
Yeah. And Van Morrison has said that that song is one of his greatest achievements, because he wanted to hit a spiritual feeling, and it's a loss. And there's so much people can read into the music, into Van Morrison, but it's just, I just find it magical.
His voice, even in the 2.5 minutes of the song that we played, it goes from, it spans a lot in that 2.5 minutes, from a very kind of lovely, peaceful tone to expressing the anguish, I think, of the character in the song. When he goes up pretty high, it's fascinating to listen to, very captivating. Yeah. You are listening this morning to a Music Hour for a New Day. I'm Ellis Maxwell, filling in for Johanna Fernandez, and we're going to take calls. We want to share our stories. I'm with producer Ajamu Sankofa, and we're sharing our stories about the songs that inspire us. And we want to hear from you as well. The call-in number is 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. And we're going to keep sharing music with you, but we want to hear your voices too. Our next song this morning is one that I selected, and it's called Godspeed by Frank Ocean. Let's take a listen.
Oh,
That was Godspeed by Frank Ocean, and I have so much to say about this song, and I'm sure our Jammu Sankofa, our guest this morning, does as well. But we do have a caller holding, so I wanted to get to our caller to bring her into this conversation. Caller, you're on the line. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. I'm calling from the nation's capital, and this is Fahima. And I want
Good morning.
I want to say greetings to both of you.
Good morning.
Ajamu. Ajamu, it's so great to hear your voice. I think the last time I saw you, we were both in South Africa for the UN Conference Against Racism.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Fahima. And, you know, we go way back.
Yes, indeed. And I don't want to hold up the conversation because I know there are other callers that want to give their offering, and I just wanted to share my two songs are by the same group, Sweet Honey and the Rock. One song is spiritual, and the other one is I think it's called I'm Gonna Stay on the Battlefield, which featured the poet Sonia Sanchez. And Sweet Honey and the Rock helped me get through Howard University back in the day. And I'll just end, and Ellis, I feel like I know you as well because I listen every morning to the show, and I was just so delighted, Ajamu, to learn that you were working with Dr. Fernandez, who I also adore.
Thank you so much, Fahima. We appreciate it. Thank you for calling in and sharing your music that keeps you going. Thank you. Ajamu, did you have a comment?
Oh, it's just great hearing from Fahima. That is so beautiful, and I adore Sweet Honey. So I'm looking forward to the song, if we can find it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. And we're loving the requests coming in. We have a request of Something Inside So Strong from Judith Ackerman, another listener. And what we'll do is we will play the songs that have been requested next week on the show. And we will note who requested them. So we would love to hear more requests coming in. It's beautiful to have the music flowing in all directions. Thank you, Fahima. Thank you, Judith Ackerman. And Ajamu, I have to tell you about this song that we just heard, Godspeed. This is my one with the handkerchief. This is where I need the handkerchief for this song. Mm-hmm. Is my mom passed away 5-6 years ago almost. And this song came out maybe a year after she passed away. But it's a song that I can't help but hear as if it's her voice. It feels like she is speaking directly to me whenever I hear the song. And the way the song starts with this kind of the instrumental buildup, and then the voice comes in is pretty loud, a pretty big shock. It just strikes me every time. Doesn't matter if I know it's coming. It gets me right there. It puts me right in that place each time. So when we were making this playlist, this one had to be on it for me.
Ellis, you kind of like peeped my whole card because I was going to ask you, first of all, that song is so incredibly honest. And I know you're a young brother and a young sister, you know how we are with all of that.
Yes, those words mean something different for us.
Yeah, you know, it is so incredibly honest. And I was about to ask, you know, you're young. What experience have you had of that kind of loss? And you've answered it, but to love somebody so much and to let them go and to beckon them home is to me just the essence of love, you know? And it takes a lot of maturity to get to the point of that letting go. Now, my mother passed away at the age of 90 in 2015. I couldn't be at the funeral because I was having my old man hip replaced. But I wrote a letter, and my godson, my sister's boy, read it. And writing that letter was hard.
Imagine.
My sister tells me that Keith read the letter with such joy and passion, and it made me feel good. And I was able to speak to my mother on the phone the night before she passed away. So I'm just moved. I am moved by what you said and the song, and all of it just rings so true, and so deeply true. Thank you for that selection.
Thank you, Ajamu. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, the sound in that song definitely gives the setting for all of the feelings, but also some of the lyrics, that you're always welcome back. The table is prepared for you.
Yes.
This kind of transcendent making of home across life and death is the kind of thing that's when, you know, when we have songs that make us cry, it's not often, you know, there's sadness there, but it's often also a deep joy and a deep love in the music, which is why we return to them. It's not just, oh, this is a sad song, so I love it. And this is one of those where it's, actually, sometimes it's the type of song that allows me to feel those emotions when the everyday, like, hustle and bustle doesn't necessarily make space for that. So this, I have a lot of gratitude for this song and songs like it that always kind of bring me back to the core, to my emotions and loss, absolutely, as you mentioned. Yeah. And you're listening this morning to the voice of producer extraordinaire Ajamu Sankofa. And we're in the midst of a music takeover on WBAI this morning, talking about the songs that inspire us, keep us grounded, and move us to tears. I'm Ellis Maxwell, your host of A New Day, filling in for Johanna Fernandez. And Catherine Davis is our board operator today. And big thanks to Catherine for bearing with us as we move through songs of many eras and generations and genres. And you're listening to WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York. We're taking calls. The call-in number is 212-209-2877. And we have had some music requests here. And our goal this morning is to hear what is special about the music for you and to write our requests down so that we can play them on the air next week. And share again our gratitude to our listening audience for chiming in here. And I believe we have a caller. Caller, you're on the line, WBAI. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Ellis, Ajamu, Catherine. This is Zul in Manhattan.
Good morning, Zul.
And my request is Tell Me Something Good, written by Stevie Wonder and performed by Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Ooh.
Thank you. Do you want to share something about what makes this song special to you?
Well, it's special to me because there's nothing like telling someone you love that you love them.
Fair enough. That's about as good as you can say it. Ajamu, you have anything on this iconic song?
It just takes me back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Rufus, my goodness, I'm ready to dance.
All right.
Thank you, Zul. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So we have next week, we have quite a list going on. We have Sweet Honey in the Rock. We have Tell Me Something Good, Something Inside So Strong. My work is done for next week, Ajamu. I don't have to choose anything.
But you know what? We have to do this again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to do this again for sure. And we have, again, we're taking calls, 212-209-2877. We want to hear your requests and the music that's special to you. And also, if you want to chime in on the songs we're sharing with you this morning, we're sharing, you know, some of the songs that make us feel alive and give us the will to keep going and hold on. And we have to get to our next song, which is the last one before our ending song in our playlist here. This is Brown Earth by Laura Nyro, and our guest Ajamu is going to have, I think, a lot to say about this, so I'm excited to hear. Let's take a listen to Brown Earth by Laura Nyro. Once again, that was Brown Earth by Laura Nyro. And before we get to Ajamu, our Laura Nyro specialist and lover here on A New Day, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the line. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning. This is Mariposa from the Bronx.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
This is such a great... I love the show. I love it. And I love that you're going to be doing this.
Yay.
And the funny. Bring back the funny also. That was a great show.
Yes.
I love it when you and Johanna change the pace. It helps to set the day with something like this. And I've been crying. I've been inspired by all of the selections you've played. And thank you for mixing in, you know, old school with new songs. And I'm definitely going to be adding these to my playlist and sharing them with people. I would like to add
Yay.
Phyllis Hyman. Anything by Phyllis Hyman. I love her version of "Bet You by Golly Wow."
Mm.
If you could play that, but you could play anything by Phyllis Hyman. And my story of Phyllis Hyman, who just thinking about it makes me want to cry, because she was beautiful. She died young. And I remember when I was in my 20s in college at NYU, going through a lot. My twin sister gave me a Phyllis Hyman album so that I could hold on, just referring to something that you played, a title that you played, which I love. Thank you for sharing that one. We're in a moment now where more people are talking about mental health and, you know, we are dismantling the stigma around, you know, I don't even frame it in terms of mental illness, just mental well-being and how we respond to a world where there are so many oppressive systems that that keep us down and oppress us. Our mental response is the natural response, and oftentimes we're stigmatized for just being human beings. But my sister gave me the gift of a Phyllis Hyman album to help me during a time when I was going through a lot. And then shortly after that time, Phyllis Hyman took her life, which was devastating. And I continued to listen to her music, but there was a time that I just thought, you know, what could we have done for artists like Phyllis Hyman, like Donny Hathaway, which is another Donny Hathaway's tune, I Love You in a Place Where There's No Space or Time. I don't know if that's the title, but he also chose to take his life, and I hear their songs and I just cry. So, but they're healing tears. And to anyone out there that's listening to this, that if this resonates with you, you are loved. You're not alone. And we will all get through these moments, and music helps us to get through them. So thank you, and God bless you both.
God bless you. Maricosa, I'm thinking of Phyllis Hyman and her look, her beautiful face and her hat. And that just brings a smile to my face. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing beautiful words and a request that we will be returning to next week for sure. And you're absolutely bringing the spirit that we're trying to share this morning of the songs that make us cry, but also give us the will to keep going and make us joyful too, and heal. I had a mentor of my mom's and mine, Milton Glaser, said that art is meant to heal and inspire, and that's what we're talking about today, and you brought that 1,000%. Thank you, Mariposa. Thank you so much. And we are going to hear now from Ajamu before we close this morning about Laura Nyro. Tell us about Laura Nyro and the song Brown Earth, Ajamu.
Dear Ellis, you know how when I talk about Laura Nyro, I start to gush and I just go over the top.
I know. We had to leave it for the end because otherwise it'd be the whole hour, which might be next time.
I think she's one of the most under-discovered and under-recognized musical geniuses of the century. That's my personal view. In addition to having a glorious, glorious voice, she's a phenomenal poet, a phenomenal piano player, and just a phenomenal artist. But putting that aside, I was sitting in my undergraduate room smoking a joint, and I just heard this voice and the opening line was, "Morning came to the window." And you know how when you start kind of like hallucinating on really, really good weed, you know, the sun just came into my window. Came into my apartment.
You're like, no way.
Yeah, and it was like really like, whoa. I was so into the sound. But this song was recorded in November of 1970. And that was like four months? My math might be wrong. But in May of 1970, the Vietnam War expanded into Cambodia. Peace activists in Kent State were murdered by the police. And Laura was talking about peace. And doves are going to come today. And I'm thinking, what hope? You know, what, during all this tragedy of the Vietnam War, and I think back, was she naive because of what we're facing today? But that song for me is a hymn. It's a hymn of resistance presented in such a phenomenally artistic way. And I just love that song to death. And so that's what it means to me. It's so, so beautiful in my heart. So I return to it, but of course I return to Laura Nero all the time anyway, everywhere. So
that's all the time, anyway, everywhere. Yes. Yes, and this was a joy for me a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, you shared a Laura Nero song with me, and you mentioned the excitement that you get from hearing music that I pick, but this was something I had never heard before. Like a lot of what you share, I haven't heard before, and it's so amazing to not only discover or hear an artist that you hadn't heard before, but to hear it from someone who loves that artist so deeply. So you bringing that into my playlists, it's not only the song, it's like you think about the person that shared the song and your love for the song comes through. So thank you for sharing that with me and our listening audience this morning.
I think Johanna would like this. She's a home sister. I mean, she's a Bronx girl, you know what I mean? Who used to sing in the subways. I mean, she's just so down to earth. So I can, like, you know, rap forever. But
yes.
God bless Laura.
Yes. And we have one more caller here. We'll take the call very quickly before we get out of here this morning. Caller, you're on the line, WBAI. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi.
Caller?
This is Dora calling from Brooklyn.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. My song is Misunderstood by Nina Simone. I think that, you know, it's a wonderful song. Some people think it's like, you know, you're speaking to a lover about, you know, the way that you may be negligent. But I think it's really just about the Black woman and how we are often misunderstood and all these challenges that we face. Every human faces challenges, but we Black people and then Black women, we have particular challenges that we have to deal with and still be a good mother, still be a good lover, still be a good friend. And, you know, but yet we have all these burdens that we carry. So it's like, you know, there are times when I'm joyful and carefree with a joy that, you know, it's hard to hide. And there are times when you're going to see the other side.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dora. Dora, is it? Or Dorla?
Dora Neale Hurston.
Zora, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ajamu, do you have any last words before we get to a couple announcements and move people on to the rest of their day this morning?
Well, at my age, I don't do last words. You know what I'm saying? That's like a premonition. I'm not going to do that.
There it is.
So I'm going to say, see y'all next time, and we will do this again.
There it is. Thank you so much, Ajamu. We have two quick announcements sent to us by producer Marcos Maldonado Cruz. One today is an action on the Strike MoMA campaign, All Out Interconnected Struggles. Today, Friday, June 11th, 4 p.m., at 11 West 53rd Street. The action is to defend Palestine, the struggle for Colombia, the struggle of Dominican people against Barrick Gold and more. And on Sunday, Plante Bandera, Sunday, June 13th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Union Square. With no parade this year, Puerto Rican folks and allies are gathering to elevate a Boricua agenda. So check out those two actions, Friday, June 11th, today, 4 p.m., Strike MoMA, and Sunday, June 13th, a gathering to elevate a Boricua agenda at Union Square, 11 a.m. And you've been listening this morning to the voice of Ajamu Sankofa, a longtime civil rights attorney, powerful producer on this very show, and forever a lover of Laura Nyro. Thank you so much, Ajamu.
You're welcome.
This has been fun. We'll do it again soon. And you've been listening to non-commercial listener-funded community radio, WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York. It's 7:56 a.m. and 64 degrees in Central Park this morning, Friday, June 11th, 2021. We're rebuilding the world together and ushering in a new day with a music hour this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. This show is produced by Ajamu Sankofa and Marcos Maldonado Cruz. Catherine Davis is our board operator. We leave you with Sunny Side of the Street, played by John Batiste. I'm your host for the day, Ellis Maxwell. See you next week.
On the sunny side of the street. Yeah.